Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, Merciful. I'm Atif Abrar, Level 2, Semester 2, BSc Vet Science and Animal Husbandry at Kono University, Dhaka, Bangladesh. The title of my poster presentation is Animal Health as Environmental Change Alarm and Pathogen Dynamic Sentinels in Global Health and Disease Prevention. Abstract. In this small paper, at first, global and human health was defined and how it is influenced by change in the biodiversity. Following that, some examples are given where animal health change acts as an alarm for detection of disease in the global health context. The examples are like increased carbon monoxide in the environment detected by canaries, high mortality in cattle due to industrial fog, air pollution in Mexico City affects both children and dog, marine mammals as an indicator for contamination in marine ecosystem, crow mortality in avian influenza outbreak. Finally, very recent COVID-19 acts an eye-opener for everyone change in ecosystem, how badly human population can be affected. We human population should rethink for any kind of activity which can affect animal kingdom, otherwise human being will suffer from irreparable loss. Definition of global health. Global health is defined as the collaborative efforts of multiple disciplines working locally, nationally, and globally to reach optimal health for people, animals, and the environment. Health is defined by the World Health Organization as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Evidence that animals act as sentinel for global health. An article appearing in a 1914 issue of the Journal of Industrial and Engineering Chemistry provides a simple description of the concept. Birds and mice may be used to detect carbon monoxide because they are much more sensitive to the poisonous action of the gas than are men. In the 1870, fattened cattle experienced high mortality in London Smithfield Market associated with dense industrial fog. In the 1950s, recognition of neurobehavioral disturbances in the cat population of Minamata, Japan, preceded among local residents caused by consumption of seafood contaminated with methyl mercury. In 1962, cases of lead poisoning in cattle and horses living in the smelter alerted Minnesota State Health Department to conduct surveillance for lead exposure in the local human population. Exposure to air pollution is associated with neuropathy in healthy children and dogs in Mexico City. 56% of Mexico City children showed prefrontal white matter hyperintense lesion, and similar lesions were observed in dogs, 57%. Bottlenose dolphins, a resident marine mammals, live in bays and estuaries. They can serve as one of the important sentinels of the health of coastal marine ecosystem. This predatory animal lives largely on fish and squids. In the fall of 1999, 295 dead birds were laboratory confirmed with West Nile virus infection, with increased number of human encephalitis and meningitis. It was believed that a surveillance ecosystem based on death of birds, especially crow, will be very helpful for detecting West Nile virus. An unusual crow mortality in Bangladesh during January to February 2011 at two sites were observed. Crows of two species were found sick and dead during outbreaks. Highly pathogenic avian influenza virus H5N1 clade 2321 were isolated from dead crows. H5N1 also can cause human infection, thus it may be a warning sign for public health if there is unusual mortality of crows. Conclusion: The COVID-19 pandemic brought environmental change into the limelight. It shows change in the harmony in ecology through wildlife trade or habitat destruction can lead to severe health impact globally. Fundamentally, research across different sectors paid wildlife environmentalists for fostering and achievement of human health specially. And if change is noticed in ecosystem, it should be taken a serious concern for possible pandemic imminent in public health. Thanks for listening.